Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Oh, like when I saw CJ Stroud's scamper on that sideline, and the angle that Michael just couldn't even get to, it was sobering, honestly. And you wonder, I didn't think it was that slow. It just looked slow out there.
Even if you put Patrick Mahomes behind this team right now, I think they'd really struggle. I really do. And the reason why is you can't protect and you're not drafting well enough to support him. When they made the big deal, right? Everyone talked about the big deal to get rid of Tyreek Hill. This is what their drafts are the last 5 years. Nick Bolton, Creed Humphrey, and Trey Smith in one draft.
And all of them have been key
high-end players, okay? Yeah. The next year, McDuffie, Karlaftis, Sky Moore, who's your returner, all right? Like, that's a pretty Isaiah Pacheco in the seventh round.
All Super Bowl champions.
Okay, that's six, seven high-end starters in back-to-back drafts. I mean, I could just keep going down the line. I gave you 5 years of drafts, and the Niners have two high-end players, Brock and Diamond Lenore, winners and punies are starters. The rest is, like, to be determined.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Golden State. Serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. Let's go to the phones here. Reacting to a Texans win down in Houston, 26-15. Niners now 5-3. What are the takeaways, Niner fans? Like, how are we feeling? Coming off maybe the feel-good win of the year. Again, we've said that a couple times. You can go to the Thursday night one.
No, I think it was. It was. Especially because of the way Christian played.
Exactly. And to have maybe, like, the stinkiest loss you've had thus far. Because you could go to that Buccaneers game, but you lost Fred Warner early in that one. I thought they had a valiant effort at times. I don't think Mac played all that poorly. I don't think Mac played poorly yesterday either. But there is a conversation about when and if Brock Purdy does come back. And for the first time yesterday, if I was a Niner fan, I was kind of feeling like, man, can we get Brock back here? Not saying he wins that game, but maybe, just maybe, you're in it more so than you already were or not were in that game with Mac Jones. Because the lack of mobility was a concern for me, Joe. And it's been a concern.
Course.
And it was
but
on
Brock
full display
would be
yesterday.
Running for his life, too. We have to acknowledge it.
Sure, but
of
I think
he can make plays.
I think he could have extended drives more so than Mac did yesterday. I do believe that. Now, do they win the game? I'm not sure. I would have liked to see Brock more so than I saw Mac yesterday. And I haven't said that at any point this season.
Joe, how many times did Mac Jones actually scramble and make some plays?
He had two carries for 23 yards.
And a third one that was taken away off because of a face mask or whatever the hell Juwan Jennings was doing. And a couple drop balls from guys out there. Now, that being said, like, see, my bigger takeaway is not about the quarterback. Like, look, Brock is better than Mac, I think. Both guys are getting hit too hard. Your quarterback is not going to stay upright, whether he can move around or not. They're taking too many shots.
There was no point yesterday where you're like, man, I kind of wish Brock was in here. I kind of felt like
Joe,
that.
Did you see the hit he took on the Sky Moore deep ball?
Oh, I know.
I don't know if Brock gets up from that.
Maybe.
Look, give me this. Mac's got a pretty steel jaw.
Oh, no. He's got toughness.
Yeah.
Yes, I've never questioned his toughness. I think Brock's tough,
Brock's
too.
Brock's not toughness, though, but some of these hits he's taking, all I'm saying is, guys, I don't think either quarterback is going to make it through the season because of their offensive line right now.
I hope we don't.
And the principles of the coach and how they want to run plays.
Are you taking the over if it's a half game started from Adrian Martinez? You think he comes in and starts one of these games? I hope not. Like, I'm laughing.
CJ Stroud had all the time in the world to climb in the pocket. They were running the ball. They had huge holes. They were getting to the second and third level. Like, that, the part for me that was sobering is that our trenches, which we've invested in on defense, just got completely bodied yesterday.
SF Bay Drummer in Houston. He was at the game and wants to talk about it. What's up, SF Bay Drummer? You're on with Spadoni and Shasky, man. I love seeing you on you and your family there. Looked like a good time. I'm sorry you had to watch an L, though. Drummer.
Oh, yeah, man. It was a great family day. I just wish we would have got the win. But, man, I just didn't think Kyle had it ready to go. From what I saw, in my opinion, it just seemed like it was a spam of CMC of trying to run the ball when that wasn't working after the first two series. And then, yes, Shasky, as you alluded to earlier, it was too much motion going on. It was way too slow. And by me being a musician, Kyle Shanahan, he would be the most boring concert to go to. Like, he'd be playing ballads all night. Man, change up the tempo, man. Like, the same game plan that we had against the Rams where we were getting the ball out quick and everything like that, that's what I wanted to see yesterday. Man, because you knew that the Texans D-line, they're really good, and they're going to be coming to come – to the quarterback real hard and stop any run because they have run stuffers and sack getters. And so, like, dude, like, tempo. And, the faithful were there. Like, this is, like, my first time, like, seeing these iterations of the Niners and Kyle Shanahan live because I haven't had a chance to go to Levi's.
It looked and it's packed like, wow, with Niner fans.
We took the stadium over, but, like, give us nothing to, you know, cheer for. And Jawan Jennings, that play actually happened in the end zone I was sitting in. So, like, dude, like, it was in your hands. Like, I don't want to really hear him cry anymore about not getting the ball and stuff like that. Man, you got to get it to Kendrick, man. And, I just think that we needed a trade yesterday. We really needed a trade before this game. Hopefully they can get some players before we could go to New York. I really don't know what's going on with that. But when we fired this training staff and everything, my God, whoever the next training staff is, please ask Rick Celebrini for a referral. Use your resources. Get some guys in here that know what they're doing that can take care of the team. And, like, I know we all want to go to the playoffs and everything, but, you know, I kind of feel like Jim Moore right now with all these injuries. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? We can't even keep a player out of the blue tent playoff. Get out of here with that. But
good call.
SF Bay Drummer. No, I actually thought about Jim Moore yesterday. I was driving back from a birthday party down in the 831. I brought my kids over the weekend, stayed at my mom's. And they were passed out, and I was driving. And, like, I was like, man, the Niners were so good last week. I was actually listening to overtime with Grandy and Sterling and did a hell of a job yesterday. And, you know, I was like, Jim Mora would have been like, you know, you think you know, but you just don't, and you never will. And he was talking to the media when, like, you think you know, like, about a locker room, you think you know about a team, right? You don't know anything about the NFL. So one week, you're on top of the world. The next week, we're saying, you know what, let's wave the white flag. And no one's saying that on this station. I want to make that clear. You're not saying that.
No,
I'm not saying that. Fans are just feeling so down after that loss because I do think that was the worst loss of the season, Joe.
If I just said, who are your five highest-priced players?
Yeah.
Who are your five highest-priced players?
Priced?
Yeah.
Right now, Nick Bosa, uh-huh. Obviously the quarterback that's not playing right uh-huh. now, Brock Purdy, Fred Warner, uh-huh. George Kittle, uh-huh. Deommodore Lenore.
I would go Ayuk's over.
Oh, Ayuk, that's right. Okay. Sorry. He's been hopping on the field. I forgot about the guy.
You can make an argument. Yeah. All five are having lost years because of injury.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just can't win. Like, it's really difficult to win that way.
Yeah.
No, like, it's just really difficult to win that way. And so that's why, like, I'm kind of losing my mind about the draft picks. And maybe it's fair, maybe it's not. The only way to sustain when you have a high priced quarterback is you have to hit on the draft. And that is, like, that's why I think it's so difficult to pay the quarterback who's not this huge difference. Like, there's only four of those guys. Three, maybe, now with Burrow going down. There's, like, three of those guys. Everybody else, when you pay that quarterback, you better be able to be, you know, like the Philadelphia Eagles and surround them with unbelievable talent that's cheap.
Chrissy, San Jose. What's up, Chrissy? You're on the Morning Roast.
Hey, Spadoni, Mr. Shasky. Yeah, so is this what it's like to be a Raiders fan? Because this is what it feels like. Is this what they've been dealing with the last 20 years?
No, they're not. They were never 5-3, Chris. They were never 5-3. You're giving them way too much credit.
Hey, what? Yeah, that one anomaly year with Derek Carr before he got hurt, I guess. That was the only year since Gannon that they've, you know, seen competent quarterback play. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you know, it just kind of, I kind of say that to say, you know, we're 5-3, but it kind of feels hopeless. You know, I commented on this last year. And this year I've been kind of beating that drum a little bit louder. And, you know, Shasky, you're laying out everything guys not developing, missing on the draft, the most injuries in like NFL history, whatever, over a short span of time. Like, you know, all of that points to a rebuild, and it points to clearing house in the training staff. You know, I talked about Chris Kocurek and, you know, Forrester last week. It's like those guys we've been lied to.
Yep.
Those are Kyle's dad's friends. You know what I mean? Those are buddy. Those are those guys. They haven't developed anybody. This goes back, you know, I was telling the screener, I wanted to look at it because it just feels like 2019, you know, the guys were still up and coming. Maybe not, you know, Fred wasn't quite Fred yet, whatever. Like that team was better, and we've been chasing the replacement of DeForest Buckner for 6 or 7 years now. You know, Kinlaw, Solomon Thomas was, you know, before him, but that was a bad draft pick. You know, Williams, all of these defensive tackles. It's like, dang, Hargrave. You know, you're still trying to replace a guy that you had on your roster. So it goes back to, you know, personnel lack of, you know, the cupboard being bare. It's like, you know, so who's going to be held accountable for that? At what point do we have to look John and Kyle and whoever else is in that building making the decisions and coaching up these players and go, you know what, this isn't good enough. I hear, you know, Kyle, you've been called a genius for all these years. Can we just stop with the genius talk? Can you play football like Shasky said? Stop motioning everybody, oversimplify it, and get the playoff. You know, going back to 2019 real quick, and I'll let you guys kind of, you know, run with it. We had Breida. We had Tevin Coleman. Jeff Wilson got in for a game, ran for over 100 yards in one game. I was looking at it. We had four different running backs on that team. Mostert had about 130 carries. Breida had 130. Another guy, you know, Tevin Coleman, 120. Jeff Wilson gets in there for a game. So it's like, what? Now Kyle has this shiny toy with CMC, and he can't go to anybody else? Why are we drafting running backs and wide receivers if they can never see the field? Why are you trading Brian Robinson if he can't see the field? What is going on? Bottom line, the rebuild's coming. Do you want John and Kyle leading the way for that rebuild? Because to me, someone needs to be held accountable this offseason.
I want to talk about that.
That's Chris.
I really want to get into that because I think Kyle, the coach, is great. There's a part of me that has believed for a while, Kyle, the personnel guy, gets in his own way. It's the same thing that happened with Belichick. It's the same thing that happened with Holmgren at the end. Andy Reid learned his lesson. I think that they need to, I'm not saying strip him of all the stuff, but let's get into Kyle, the coach versus Kyle, the GM.
And it's going to be brought to you by Moderna.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That leads to the touchdown pass to Jake Tonjes, who I thought it was actually intended for George Kittle. Would have been his second of the day. But it was National Tight End Day yesterday, Joe, and not one but two 49ers tight ends got touchdowns. Got the two-point conversion with DeMarcus Robinson. And all of a sudden, you felt like there was... At any point in that game, you should not have felt like the 49ers had a chance to steal that one. And they did heading into the fourth quarter. It was like, wait. It's a one-score game? How? But that was the fact. It was a one-score game. It was 23-15. It's like, 49ers, are they going to steal this thing? Are they? I think that's where Niner fans are saying, like, this season could not have gone crazier. And they had an opportunity to maybe steal that game. And they didn't. Field goal, two-score game, rest is history. Interception, drop pass. It just wasn't the Niners' day. I thought it was their poorest performance of the season, and maybe, just maybe, that was the game where the injuries caught up to them. Coming off maybe the win of the year on Sunday Night Football, that was the worst loss of the year. And we're talking all about it, Niner fans. We want to hear from you. 888-957-9570. And that was the first game, really, since Brock's absence, when we've seen all Mac starts, where I felt like I would have liked to see Brock in that one over the Mac. And I haven't felt like that for the most part. And I thought Mac wasn't horrible. I want to say that just clearly. I thought Mac, you know, took what the offense was presented to him, if you will. You don't have Brandon Ayuk. He's never had him all year. You don't have Ricky Pearsall. This version of George Kittle, he looks compromised. He's got... said he tore his full hamstring.
Yeah, but you want to see Purdy compromised out there? Because I don't think he can't move.
Well, Joe, that's the thing. I don't know what version of Brock I'm going to get. Then I know what I've seen from the past. And if I've seen Brock from last year, you know, and I don't know if that's going to be Brock from last year. I just would have liked to see Brock Purdy yesterday. That's how I felt. I wonder where Niner fans feel with that. 888-957-9570. I know Mac wasn't the answer yesterday is what I'm getting at. He just wasn't. I saw CJ Stroud on the other side.
My takeaway, like I have a hard time having a quarterback takeaway from that game. To me, it was about everything other than the quarterback. Not that Brock's not better than Mac. It's just like their offensive line and how they're blocking up front is garbage. Cole McKivitt's got destroyed. Will Anderson looks like he's going right to the Hall of Fame if he plays like that.
Well, yeah. He's been one of the best. I want to make this clear. Will Anderson has been one of the best all season long. It wasn't just against the Niners.
No,
he's been one of the
best. He kept him in the game against Seattle. Yeah. I mean, he's been amazing. But Daniel Hunter looked great. Their secondary looked great. We have no playmakers on offense. They don't have time to throw. They don't have guys winning one-on-one matchups. And right now, they can't run the ball. So you can say, oh, well, Brock can run around a little more. Okay. I agree. That's still not good enough. You got to have guys to throw to. The league's about playmakers. And yesterday, the best playmaker for the Texans would have been Braxton Berrios and Woody Marks. Yeah, they looked more explosive than all our guys.
By the way, I mentioned earlier, I'll mention again, Warriors Summit is going to be next Thursday, November 6th, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. All those together again, discussing another Warriors season. We're going to do it a little bit different this time around because the Warriors season has already started. We're going to be 9 games into it at that point, just to give it a little bit of a different flavor, if you will. Willard and Dibbs from 2 to 4, all the hosts from 4 to 6, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar. We'll also have prizes to give away, drink specials, and your chance to meet all the hosts. All on the same day, Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, Thursday, November 6th. We'll see you there.
The bigger thing is, no matter who plays for Purdy, Purdy or Mac, like, they need Pearsall back. Bad.
Yes.
Ricky Pearsall's got to get on the field.
So it didn't cross your mind at all yesterday that you wanted Brock in that game?
No, what crossed my mind was, why are you blocking an edge rusher with a center? Why do you have Juwan Jennings going one-on-one with Danielle Hunter? Why is Colton McKivitz not getting any protection and any chippers or any free release? You saw over and over again what the Texans did to our poorest defensive line. Oh, we'll chip this guy, we'll bring in the tight end, and we'll have six blockers. Like, the Niners are going five-man straight up, five-man protections, and you can't block a soul?
Well, I'm with SF Bay Drummer, who called us earlier, who was at the game. I'm confused why they didn't have a similar game plan to that of the Rams just, you know, a few weeks ago, where it was just dinking and dunking. It was the Patriots offense 2.0, if you will, old-school Brady, McDaniels, just slice and dice, because that's what the Houston Texans were basically doing to you.
Well, Joe, why couldn't they? Because they were in first and 14 multiple times because of some pre-snap infractions.
That's the problem right there. And that's when you have a lot of new bodies on there. You're going to have you're going to have the penalties, the false starts, the holds.
And then you have a face mask, an illegal shift. They had an illegal formation.
Sloppy.
It was the first game that I could say, like, special teams might have outplayed everyone.
Well, that's a problem when it comes to the 49ers.
I know.
And Brian Robinson, the running back you traded for, his best play of the season was on a kick return. Oh, God.
But here's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
Why is Garendo on this team?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
Well, like
straight up. I can't tell you why. He doesn't do anything.
Okay. This guy Gifford, 57. What's he on the team for? Why is Nick Martin not playing?
Well,
no. What?
Do you ask him? You ask. I don't.
I don't know.
They don't have special teams. Like, is that what their argument's going to be?
You got Tatum Bethune. You got D winners out there. Tatum Bethune. He didn't know where he was in one play, and that cost them. It was a little dink and dunk to Marks right there, and he took it like 45, 50 yards just on a little check down. That can't happen.
I mean, your two safeties you drafted back to back years, Malik Mustafa and Marquise Siegel, they're kind of the same guy. They can hit. They can't cover a soul.
Well, then you got Jair Brown. You know, before the season, who whiffed on a couple tackles yesterday, Braxton Berrios. Who I didn't even know was, again, stop me if you heard this one before. I didn't even know that guy was still in the league and he's killing the Niners. We said that about Sterling Shepard a couple weeks ago in Tampa, and now Braxton Berrios, of all people, slicing and dicing. And Jair Brown, to go back to the comment before the season, saying he's at worst a top five, you know, defensive back in the league. Like, come on, bro. Oh, top five? This was before the season he said that. Top five.
This is a dated reference. I'm at worst the second best Calvin Klein model.
Oh, my God.
Like, this wasn't before the season, actually. This was after he was made a slot corner, yeah.
This is during the season?
A slot safety.
That's even worse. Oh, my God.
Week three, maybe?
Oh, my God.
There's a couple guys on this team that need to be moved.
Is he one of them? Yeah.
Well, we got the Juwan Jennings. I don't know if you
ever
watched.
8 days from the trade deadline, by the way, Joey. 8 days.
The Peanuts, the old television show. You know, Charlie Brown.
Sure. It's got the Great Pumpkins coming up here.
Yeah. They used to have like the dark cloud following Charlie Brown, and it would just only rain on just him. That's what I feel like is going on with Juwan Jennings this season.
Well,
just a dark cloud on top of him at all times, makes a play. There's like four other screw ups. They just can't get out of their own way.
The dark cloud. Wasn't there another character on Charlie Brown that was just stinky? It was like just like a dirt cloud following him. Is this what was his name? Sam, I can't hear you. What was that? Pot him up real quick.
Pigpen.
Pigpen.
Stop.
That's the 49ers offensive line.
Joe, we are throwing deep bombs to Sky Moore. Sky Moore.
Sky's the limit, baby.
That's where the season is.
Sky's the limit. Brian in Massachusetts, and I like how you attempted to spell Massachusetts in the box, Sam. I don't think that's quite it. What's up, Brian? You're on the Morning Roast.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
I've been better.
I thought the previous caller stole a lot of my thunder about Kyle the coach versus Kyle the GM. But Kyle the coach, beyond the play design, I think you have to talk about player development. And that coincides with the draft. Are they drafting bad players? Are they not developing the players? Can it kind of be both? And who is making the final call in the draft picks? Is it Kyle or is it Lynch?
Well, we've always been told, Brian, and thank you for the call, that it's the final say is Shanahan, but it's a team effort, if you will. So I don't know.
Well, no, I think this is
it. Is it Lynch, the defensive guys? Is Shanahan on the offensive guys? Like, do we really know? Do we?
What do you mean, do we really know? Well, Kyle runs everything.
Okay, so then why is John Lynch there?
as a figurehead.
Just there to, like, smile and yeah. shake the hands and kiss the babies?
No, but I'm sure he has some input. Like,
well, we like to say he's got, like, we like to give John Lynch credit sometimes for some stuff, right?
Well, yeah, but I think he has some input, but I also believe that Kyle is the, at the end all be all, Kyle's the big boss man. And so I don't think he's making all the decisions on every single roster, every practice squad player, any of that. But, like, hey, first round, you know, our scouts like these three players. Who do you like, Kyle? Well, I like Pearsall. That's who we're going with. That I do believe that he comes swooping in. This is just my personal interpretation of it. Like, I do. I think that's how it goes. And I would argue that, like, I think for him to grow, I think he needs to recognize two things. The first part is you can't be doing that. You got to kind of trust your scouts and stop leaning on your position coaches for these draft picks.
Well, ultimately, not only was it the poor decision-making on the coordinator level, but that's what did in Bill Belichick towards the end. It was just the whiffs on draft picks.
So
just
Upton Stout is a great example. Upton Stout. I think Upton Stout was a specific Robert Saleh draft pick.
Okay.
I think Robert, they went in, him and the position coaches, and they were in on it. Like, all right, we need to get our slot guy. And they had Chase Lucas already on the roster, not knowing what Chase Lucas was going to do in training camp. I think that they drafted him because they're leaning on Robert. They like Robert. Well, what if Robert leaves? What if Robert leaves after 1 year? He's not even my DC next year. Who knows? Let's say he leaves. You think the next guy's going to love Upton Stout? So, to me, that are you drafting the best overall player, or are you drafting the guy that fits the scheme ever so perfectly for that particular coach? You know, like that is bizarre to me.
You think Saleh might leave this year?
No, I'm just saying, like, no. That's a niche pick. Would you agree?
Sure.
Like a slot corner. I know they're in slot 60% of the time. Yesterday, the Texans were in, the three-man wide receiver sets all over, but, like, that's not a good pick. Like, well, you drafted a 5'8" slot corner.
You just said it right there. I don't like the lack of size at that position when we just saw yesterday, like, some, like, no name. Like, we don't know those people that were catching balls, basically. That's not a Braxton Berrios for the Houston Texans. I didn't know who Hutchinson, Higgins, I think I called him Wiggins. Shout out Andrew earlier. Didn't even know the guy's name. 6'4", 6'3". I saw their size.
All right.
I saw the hands. No, that's the problem for me. It's not so much, you know, the cornerback, because I don't mind that position getting addressed, because I think in this league, in a throwing and a passing game, Joe, mm-hmm. you need to have a stout secondary. What did in the Niners in that Super Bowl was the plays like a Trent McDuffie.
Sure.
Right? Like, you saw the sticky man coverage of the Kansas City Chiefs stifling the 49ers wide receivers. So I don't hate that position getting addressed. I hate the lack of size. Size does matter in that regard. It does. And if you don't have the size, you have to have at least the hops. And he was getting mossed. Hell, you saw Kyle Pitts last week doing that for the Falcons multiple times on Renardo Green.
They took Danny Gray. They've taken Ronnie Bell. They took Ricky Pearsall. They've taken Jacob Cowings. And they took Jordan Watkins. None of these guys can see the field.
What's the most?
That's just like insane.
Coming from this,
that wide receiver.
Coming from this game, Joe, you know, as much as we were talking about last week, and we're talking about the compare and contrast of just the feels from last week to this week, going from maybe your best win on Sunday Night Football to your worst loss yesterday in Houston, you know, what's the most concerning aspect of that loss yesterday for you? And I know it's the draft capital position group, I'm saying, in particular. Is it the secondary?
No,
is
it the trenches? So think about this year.
I'm making you pick, though. Is it the defensive line?
I'm going to go straight to the D-line. Think about this, right? All three of these guys are defensive tackles. Let's just call it what it is. They took Mykel Williams, Alfred Collins, and C.J. West. Three of your first four picks, five picks, were on the defensive line. Is the defensive line better than it was last year?
Well, you don't have Bosa right now, so I'd say no, right?
I don't think it is. I mean, you know, your best acquisition was Bryce Huff.
Well, and Leonard Floyd last year was what? He had, I know he had 8.5.
Overrated.
I know. But
you can't stop the run. Like, Mykel actually is good at stuffing the run. But as a team, they can't stop the run.
They really miss Bryce Huff.
Yeah, but, you know, Bosa's not the greatest run defender either. Yeah. And, like, they really can't get any pass rush whatsoever. And so, like, not much has changed. And they've invested a lot into those trenches. So, to me, like, yes, it's only seven games for them. I understand it's year one. It took Buckner a couple years to become Buckner. It took Armstead almost like 5 years to have an impact year on the D-line. But I think it's pretty obvious that, like, they don't have a pass rusher in that group. Now, maybe Mykel can develop into a solid one, But I don't see it. When you take a guy 11 overall, right, you're looking for someone who's going to be a multiple-time Pro Bowler, and, you know, potentially you always want the Hall of Famer, but let's just make multiple Pro Bowls. Feels like a stretch right now.
I remember, who was it, who didn't have a great, you know, sack type of season. It didn't really flash there, but dominated the run game. Khalil Mack was a guy, top five pick, different, probably, like, he looked faster, the explosiveness. Obviously, he's going to be a Hall of Famer now. I'm not saying Mykal Williams is going to be Khalil Mack. That was a guy, though, that at least you saw, like, okay, if he's not getting the sacks, he's stopping the run game. The difference I see in Mykal, and I saw it yesterday, I keep coming back to that play, you know, Joe.
He has no speed.
Speed. C.J. Stroud is not known for running the ball, and he does have, like, above-average speed when he wants to run, but he literally told the media in the national audience a couple weeks ago was, yeah, you know, I just don't think I'm as fast as I used to be. He's 23. You think you're declining? The quarterback was telling you he doesn't feel as fast as he was, and he blew by on the sideline. Mykal Williams, who looked like he was huffing and puffing like the little engine that could, trying to get over a hill. Oh, my God, it was bad. We got some calls I want to go to. Let's go to Austin D in Austin, Texas. Austin Squared, what's up, man? You on the Morning Roast.
Good morning, guys. I was a big name yesterday, as you could probably hear from my voice. One of the positives in the game, and I got to give it out to the 49er faithful. My goodness, I don't know how it played on TV. I haven't watched the game yet, but it had to have been minimum 50-50, maybe 60 49er fans. In our section alone, it had to have been 70-30 49er fans, and the crowd was great for the Niners, but we had nothing to cheer about. I feel like I went through a meat grinder yesterday. It was a rough game. But the one thing I will say, it was really hard to get going yesterday, but Juwan Jennings, man, he just kind of sucked the life out of the game yesterday.
I agree.
The reason why is when Mac, you know, we were struggling. We couldn't get anything going. Mac finally ran for the first down. Everybody got excited. And for no reason, Jennings commits the face mask. Everybody in the crowd was like, what is he doing? And then obviously the long pass where he didn't make the, you know, Mac, you know, threw a great ball, didn't make the connection with Juwan. You know, it's unfortunate because we've always been a Jennings fan, but he's always been our number three. He's not the number one. I don't know if the agent gave him some bad advice, but I think it's time, and I think with the trade deadline, he needs to go. It's just, it's unfortunate, but he probably needs to go. But it was a rough game yesterday. There was a point in the third quarter, Shasky, you kind of made a point about this, about the drafting. I looked up on the Jumbotron in the stadium yesterday in the third quarter, and I'm looking at the defensive line. I'm like, who are these guys? I mean, it was just crazy. And then team winners. And didn't go in. Even my kids looked at me like, Dad, where's the rookie Martin? Winners just went out. And I'm like, I don't know. You know, I don't know. So I'm going to watch the game tonight later just to see how it was. But the faithful showed up. The Niners didn't. And Juwan Jennings, man, it's unfortunate. But, man, it's I think it's time to go.
The NFL is so plug-and-play, right? And I'm not saying that every guy is going to be plug-and-play. You're going to miss. Like, I went through the Chiefs drafts. Like, the Chiefs, they do pretty well.
Yeah, you have the Chiefs miss that's on your roster right now, St. Sky Moore.
Exactly.
He literally is like, I don't want him. See ya.
Yeah.
We'll get a pick for him. I know. I
can't believe we gave him a pick for him.
Well, what's worse right now, the Sky Moore, the Brian Robinson pick you gave up?
I think both.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what about the one for Debo where you took a fifth round? It was either Jordan James or Siegel. One of the fifth rounders was for Debo. Like,
I think it was Jordan James. Yeah. Or no, Jordan Watkins?
No, Watkins
no,
fourth
no,
round.
No, fourth, yeah. So, that's, yeah.
I don't get the Nick Martin thing. You took him 75th overall. To me, the first three rounds, two of those guys got to start right away. Right away, to me. It's pretty straightforward. And the fact that this guy can't even suit up is alarming. And then the fact that, okay, now everyone's hurt. He's going to suit up. And then D. Winters goes down. Let's go to Curtis Robinson. You've cut him 600 times. You're going to go to Curtis Robinson. Who is clamoring for Curtis Robinson? And then they're playing this guy Gifford on special teams. Special teams sucks.
Oh, my God. I mean,
well, he's in there for special teams. Okay. Well, can Nick Martin be that much worse than him?
Clearly.
This is the same personnel department that told me, Devondre Campbell, he's our best linebacker last year. And I was like, yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, but I judge Robert Saleh way more, like, and in his, like, you know, how he views this team. I take stock into what Robert Saleh feels way more than Nick Sorensen last year.
So here's what I get. But here's, okay, this is where Gabe Kapler lost me. Tell me what you're doing. I'll ride with it. Let me know. Steve Kerr has said, I'm playing who gives us the best chance to win. All right, I get it why Kuminga's on a short leash. All right, I get it. But where people get frustrated is like, well, why is Bajemski allowed to play through mistakes, right? I think most people, they ask those questions. Why are you saying on one level, Nick Martin's not ready and he's not better than Gifford and let's just say Curtis Robinson? But then you turn around and tell me, oh, but Upton Stout, he's going to be able to play over Chase Lucas, who we all recognize Chase Lucas is better than. He right now, today, Chase Lucas is better than Upton Stout. But they're married to this thing like, by the year's end, Upton Stout will be better than him. Okay, look, I'll ride with that. I'll live with some of the mistakes. Play Nick Martin then. Get Gifford off the field. Get Curtis Robinson. See ya. Sorry. Like, goodbye. No one was claiming him when you cut him and put him on the practice squad. Play Nick Martin then, too. If you're going to struggle with the rookies, be committed to struggling with the rookies. Why are you playing Jair Brown over Marquise Siegel? Jair Brown sucks. He's done. If you want to play the rookies, then play Marquise Siegel. I would rather watch Marquise Siegel struggle today than Jair Brown in year 3-4 struggle. So, like, this is where it's like, which side are we on? Are we developing the rookies? Or are we playing the guy who gives us the best chance to win? Or are you picking and choosing? Because when you're picking and choosing, it's going to drive me crazy.
Robert Saleh, I'm sure, will be asked that when he speaks to the media at some point this week in regards to the linebacking core. And we'll see again. Joe Shasky's scariest day of the week is not the Sunday scaries. It's the Monday madness, if you will, when you see that injury report. We saw last week. We thought, oh, wow, great Niners win. Everything's all good. And then we get the report at 12 o'clock. Oh, yeah, well, you know, Bryce Huff's out for a couple weeks. Oh, great.
Like, oh, you know.
I hope that doesn't happen today. Again, I hope it doesn't. But D. Winter's knee inflammation scares the hell out of me. Sam Okwuanu, who's probably been the most consistent player on your defensive line, left the game with an injury. Great. Like, when it rains, it pours again, Joe.
And then I think about this young wide receiver who was hurt. Like, so, you know, like, I'm a little more patient with it. Like, he was hurt. Jordan Watkins, he got hurt. He hasn't played a lot.
Yeah.
All right. The guy comes back out. It's his first ever NFL game. First ever. And you don't give him, like, a tiny little touch, just a little quick pass, get his hands on the ball, maybe an end around. You know, get acclimated to the game speed or whatever. Nah. Hey, dog, go deep. 20 yards out. Game on the line. Make a play. Yeah. What? What? Hey, Sky Moore, you haven't touched the rock but maybe once or twice on screens. You go deep. We're throwing you the 60-yard bomb.
I think he stinks.
What are we doing? And he stopped running on that route. I don't know if you guys paid attention to that. Matt got blasted on that play.
Oh, shocker that Sky Moore stopped running. Kyle Shanahan, what went wrong yesterday?
A little bit of everything. I mean, it wasn't good enough at all in all three phases. Special teams played the best, but you know, I thought we struggled to tackle. Struggled to get a rush. Thought we made too many mistakes in the secondary on some of our zone dogs. And felt like we didn't challenge him enough a man either. So a little bit of everything.
You said it. Yeah, you said it earlier. Special teams played the best. Hey, there's a silver lining right there.
Joe. I'm asking myself, like, how can I get my most explosive guys out on the field?
Yeah.
What happened to Jacob Cowing from last year? Is he just not good?
He's gone. I don't know what I don't know.
He had a little wiggle. Can we get a look at him?
And then he hurt his hamstring, so apparently that wiggle's gone. They can't use him. I'm just saying, dude, everyone's been
Jordan
hurt
James,
on this team.
Jordan James, you drafted him. I don't know why you drafted him. Can he be that much worse than Isaac Arendo, who you clearly hate?
I have no answers. I wish I could tell. No, seriously, Joe, I wish I could tell you why and their thought process and all that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't have a retort because I don't know why. I don't know the method to the madness. Maybe they're not doing something in practice that they want to be seeing. And I hear you when it comes to, I just want to see these guys in real games, but they have to do it in practice too. And if they're not doing it in practice, if I'm Robert Saleh, if I'm Kyle Shanahan, well, then you're not going to pass the test in practice. I'm not putting you out there.
But I agree with that philosophy. But then why is Upton Sal playing over Chase Lucas? Chase Lucas has made two game-winning plays. Right? Maybe it's Renardo Green needs to come off the field. I don't know. I'm asking out loud. Why is Stout playing over Lucas then? Like, I hear you. I would agree with that. Hey, I'm going to play who gives me the best chance to win. Well, right now, if I just polled 100 Niner fans who actually know who the two players are, who's better, Upton Stout or Chase Lucas?
I mean, I guess Chase Lucas, but like, we haven't seen enough of either of those guys for like, I hear you.
In
like,
the Atlanta game without Chase Lucas.
Well, no, yes, absolutely.
They benched Upton Stout. They followed it under ankle injury. Chase Lucas went out there and outplayed him.
But again, that's, again, a game, a quarter, a two quarters. So like, they must feel more confident Upton Stout to keep putting him out there. But I feel you. Yesterday, he got absolutely destroyed. And he did last week too. Xavier Hutchinson, Jalen Noel, however they're calling him, Braxton Berrios and Jaden Higgins, 318 receiving yards, but for guys I don't know who those guys are.
Well, what about Lakin Tomlinson, who I didn't want to pay? You let him walk. He's playing on that offensive line for the Texans. The Texans' offensive line...
awful. Might be the worst in the NFL.
Well, could have fooled me, because yesterday they looked like the 1992 Dallas Cowboys.
And that was...
Did you see the holes those guys were running through?
That was most disappointing to me, and I'm with you when you said the defensive line. It was awful. Like, even... Connor brought this up on the broadcast. They have the audacity to say, you know, this team is missing Fred Warner, you know, Nick Bosa, and man... Yetur Gross-Matos, and Carter was like, how dare you even say that guy's name when it comes to who the 49ers miss? I haven't seen Yetur Gross-Matos do anything on the field. Maybe one play he's made all season long.
Well, they missed Bryce Huff.
Oh, my God.
I mean, wow. What a difference a week makes.
You think Gross-Matos was an all-pro the way they talk about him? I mean, honestly.
Just get rid of the Matos. It's just gross. Jose in Oakland. What's up, Jose? You're on the morning roast.
Hey, good morning, guys. Look, Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, they're my guys. I love them in the team. But it's frustrating the way they run the team. Okay. The minute they lost Bosa, they should have gone out and tried, you know, whatever it took to get a premier pass rusher to replace him. They didn't, so all that pressure fell back on the linebacker corps. There goes Warner. Now he's out. What was the response? We have enough with what we have. Okay, why? Because they don't want to pay enough. You know, that's like driving on Highway 5. You know you need gas, but you're not going to stop at that gas station. It's going to cost you 15 cents more. So you decide to go to the next one. You don't make it. Your car breaks down. It's going to cost you a lot more because you're going to have to call a tow truck. If they decide to finally make a trade for an elite pass rush, it's going to cost them way more. Okay, why? Because every single team on the league knows.
Oh, no, Jose in Oakland. His gas muscle ran out.
I'm not ready to surrender picks for someone who's not under team control moving forward. But there is an argument to be made. I trust you more in a trade than I do in the draft right now.
Well, the proof is in the pudding when it comes to CMC, right?
Trent.
Who else? You want to, you know, D Ford once upon a time?
Yeah.
So
they traded for Huff.
Yeah,
like the.
But they also traded for Brian Robinson.
And Sky Moore.
Who are god awful.
Sky Moore. You guys are probably too young. There used to be this rapper called Sky Baller. And every time I see Sky Moore, I think of Sky Baller. Sky Baller was sick. He used to do sweet intros. Shout out my boy Young Guido. You have no idea who I'm talking about, do you? Google it right now, Sky Baller.
No,
might be from the Mo.
The song that was in my head yesterday, as you keep talking about the motion offense, it was slow motion. Slow motion for me. It was that Juvenile. That's what I felt yesterday.
Did you see? That was the highlight of the weekend.
It was?
Well, versus No Limit versus Cash Money. I will be breaking that down at some point this week.
Oh, Cash Money? Cash Money Millionaire? Young Money?
Did you know that was happening? That was announced like 4 hours before the
incredible
show.
And Mia X finally got her flowers. She had the hardest. I'm going to go deep rap here for you just for a second. Bout About It came out when I was in high school. It was a banger classic all-timer. And I, for the longest time, thought Mia X had harder bars than Master P, who I love. I love Master P.
Mia X is a rapper?
Yes.
Sounds like something else.
Coming from the Crescent.
Okay.
She flows, bro. Straight flows. It might be the hardest rap video of all time with the baseball bat. It's such a sick. They're all wearing New Orleans throwback jerseys. It's so, God, it's a classic. And also, I'm about at the movie. So ghetto, so incredibly filmed. I mean, just chef's kiss to that era.
Was Chameleonaire or Paul Wall at the Texans game yesterday? That's what I need to know from people that were there. Was there any rap Houston-based rappers at the game?
Well, I did like their jerseys.
The Niner fans that have called in, Austin and SFA Drummer, said they took over. But I can't tell in certain stadiums because like it's easy where like the Niners go to the Raiders stadium where it's all black everywhere so you can see the red that pops, right?
Yeah.
But the Houstons also wear red. So like I couldn't really tell yesterday. They're red, white, and blue. So I don't know. I actually like the Houston Texans jersey yesterday. I think I agree with you. Those should be their full-timers with the highlighter red and blue with the black. It looked pretty fresh. You know who else is pretty fresh? That's Robin Livermore. Wants to join the Morning Roast. What's up, Robbie?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about this offensive line. We don't seem to ever get draft picks in the lower rounds, like first or second round. If you look at the good teams, they'll show that they have these draft picks.
Hey, Rob, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When you were watching the game yesterday, did you miss Brock Purdy at all?
Yeah, I did. Because of his scrambling ability.
Okay, fair enough. That was a very succinct and straight-to-the-point call from Robin Livermore, and I don't hate it, all right? That was a guy that knew what he wanted to say. He said it. You have a smile on your face. Show a smirk.
What? Very succinct call.
You guys want to know what he actually wanted to say?
Huh. Oh, did he get scared, Sam?
I don't know.
Skyballer was the man.
His complaint was just like, yeah, the 49ers, they have all these late-round offensive line picks. They need these early-round offensive line picks. I'm like, Rob, that makes a lot of sense. I'm going to put you on hold so you could give us that take, and then there you go.
You also kind of have to be bad to like invest in like the offensive line. So like, if they were going to have a stinker, which they did last season, why not shore up the trenches, which is what they did with Mikael Williams. The problem is Mikael Williams, and I don't know.
It's not a problem. Well, they overreached for a...
No, that's a problem, though.
If you're not a pass-rushing D-tackle, I can't take you in the first round.
Well,
I've said this over and over.
That's a problem. You're selling me as a DN, but he's not.
No, he's not.
You're selling me white bread, but it's sourdough. I wanted white bread. You gave me sourdough. All right. I wanted the Dutch crunch. You gave me rye. That's not what I want.
I love some good rye.
I like all bread. I do. But like, Some are more valuable than others, right?
Yeah.
Like a sourdough in San Francisco is top tier. I'm not getting wheat when I'm going to, you know, Subway or something.
So I went to Java on Saturday, and we got the best turkey sandwich. Shout out Java Beach out there on Slo. Shout out the McGuire family.
Mark?
No, not Mark.
What's wrong with McGuire? Ace legend. Come on, man.
No. Daniel and Thomas, the whole entire family.
Right.
All the McGuires. The clan. The McGuire clan. There's many of them.
I mean, got beat today. Credit to them. They kicked our ass, and we got to take it like men and come back, hopefully a little pissed off, and go to work and play better next week than we did this week.
I actually didn't mean to cut you off there with the Shanahan thing. It was delayed. But they just got their asses kicked yesterday. I think that's where Niner fans are at. It's like, man, we just had such a fun win. Maybe I can start believing in this team. And then you get humble the way you do. And I'll say this, you don't have to jump off the bandwagon because of one loss. The Texans have been a playoff team the last 2 years. I know they're, you know, how they've looked this season isn't, you know, emblematic of that. They're 3-4. Their season is definitely not over. And I don't want what you said earlier to be the case going forward, Joe. When you said the Niners are the slump busters for other teams, that is what you do not want. Because that's what the San Francisco Giants have been the last few seasons. Oh, the Giants are on our schedule. Oh, we can break out of our funk here. Oh, the Cleveland Guardians see them and like, oh, sweet. We can get back on track right now.
What did they do well on offense yesterday?
You can get the cricket sounder. Nothing. I didn't think they did anything well, quite frankly.
I've been asking, like, as bad as the defensive line has been, I actually think the defense is farther along than the offense. The offense is more maddening right now.
And I think that makes sense because it gets to a point and there's a reason Kendrick Bourne no one was clamoring for. There's a reason earlier in the season you had Marquez Valdes-Scantling. No one wanted him. There's a reason, you know, Juwan Jennings tried to say, pay me or trade me. Well, no one wanted to trade for you, Juwan. So there's a reason that happened, right?
Juwan.
You're on your backup quarterback.
Who's more delusional? Juwan thinking he's a number one or Jair thinking he's a top five safety in the NFL?
Well, at least Juwan played like a number one on the Niners last season. At no point Jair Brown has ever played like a number one safety or cornerback.
Kendrick Bourne had more yards in 2 weeks than Juwan Jennings had in any of the other years not listed as last.
Juwan had a good last year, though.
No,
like,
he
come
did.
On. So at least his delusion made sense coming off the season he had. Like, no, I'm
still delusional.
I know, but you know what? You kind of got to be in life. I'm delusional whenever I get on this show. I got to be delusional a little bit. But like, Jair Brown, the delusion runs. It might as well be like Alice in Wonderland. Like, oh my God, the delusion.
We might have the two worst coverage safeties in the league.
Are you feeling delusional?
Three if you throw Siegel in there.
Are you feeling delusional about like having faith in this Niners team right now? Do you feel like there's slight delusion believing in them?
I think they've hit a wall, and I think that there are. You can overcome injuries for only so long, and eventually you run out of bodies. And that's where I need some of these young guys to step up. And, you know, they took Micah Williams thinking that, all right, we have Bosa, we have Huff, we only need him to do situational things here and there. Like, no, like, you took a guy 11th overall. You need that guy to be an impact player, period. Like, this easing into the NFL, like, that's not realistic. It's just not.
I mean, I kind of like asking that to the Niner fans at 888-957-9570. Same motor caller, text the Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorney sex line. Listen, it was a tough loss. 15 points is not going to cut it in today's NFL. It's just not. That's what you scored, and it could have been a lot worse, quite frankly. At one point, it felt like it should have been 21-0. But again, heading into the fourth quarter, you had an opportunity in a one-score game to maybe do something. Didn't happen. Like, you're 5-3 Niner fans, but as we know, not all 5-3s are built the same in the NFL. That being said, you know, is it delusional to believe in this team still? And when I say that, I kind of say it with respect, because if you just take a step back, all the injuries this team has right now, Bosa, Warner, Ayuk, Pearsall, Brock Purdy, and that's also
now
what I want to talk about. Now D. Winters. Something else. The fact that I had to go into all those other names first before I even brought up your freaking quarterback, like I did feel, and now I'm kind of like, you know, catching both sides of myself here. I did feel at points yesterday, I missed Brock Purdy. I was like, man, the scrambling ability. But then as you pointed out, Joe, it's like, well, what is the scrambling ability? I don't know.
I mean, if you can't move on the leg, you can't move. The other part is I just think this offensive line is going to get a lot of guys hurt. I'm really surprised Mac Jones has lasted as long as he has.
Got absolutely popped by Will Anderson yesterday and gets up. The toughness factor for Mac Jones, though, if I come away from anything this season, guy's tough as hell. He is. And I didn't know that about him coming out of the year. And that is a hallmark for a San Francisco 49ers quarterback under Kyle Shanahan. You do have to have a level of toughness. Say what you will about Jimmy
Because our center is going to be swinging out to try to block one of the best defensive ends in the game.
It's true, but
Jimmy... Hey, Juwan Jennings, man on man, you versus Danielle Hunter.
Danielle?
Danielle, whatever. Danielle.
Not Danielle.
I'm trying to stay calmer, Joe, all right? I had a Tony Soprano moment last week. I'm trying to stay calmer.
But, you had Tony Soprano, like, in the car passing out?
Basically.
No!
Yeah, except nobody was... I wasn't singing like he was.
You're listening to Jimi Hendrix? Just... No, in all honesty, I'm glad you're okay. You have a smile on your face, and...
I'm trying to stay calm.
Well, I'll say this. The fact that they kind of got humbled yesterday... I feel like this is a calmer Joe Shasky, and you're not saying it's the end of the world.
No,
right?
I'm just frustrated that the picks that they have aren't coming along here, and I don't understand the rhyme or reason. If we're going to play guys because of draft status, fine. Like, then just play the young guys. Let's do it. If you're going to play whoever's better, well, then do that. Don't do a little bit of both.
Let's do the injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Linebacker, D. Winters, left yesterday's game with a knee injury. Defensive tackle, Jordan Elliott, had to leave due to an ankle injury. Sam Okwuonu suffered an ankle injury of his own that also forced him from the game. Oh, and Alfred Collins had a shoulder injury as well. But he was able to return to the game. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. Unfortunately, that would not surprise me, given how things have happened this season for the 49ers. What's coming up? The game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, which is here for you and here for good. More of your calls, more of your texts. Halfway home here on a non-victory Monday in the Bay. 26-15, the final. Houston Texans move to 3-4. 49ers 5-3. Niner fans! What was the most frustrating aspect of that loss yesterday for you? And at any point, did you feel like you were missing Brock Purdy? I don't think Mac Jones was awful. 19-32, two touchdowns and a bad pick. Are you starting to miss Brock Purdy, Niner fans? 888-957-9570 is the number. It's Spadoni at Shasky. It's 95.7 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore.
Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.